I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Oh, do it better, do it better, do it better. Hallelujah. Now turn and look at the one on your left and right. Tell him, serve God till you see God. One day we will see him in rapture, but serve him until you see him. Amen. Clap your two hands together. Do it better. And give that person a welcome to the house of God. Tell him you are welcome. You are welcome to the house of God. God bless you for coming. We appreciate your coming. Tell him you are looking good. You are looking beautiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Shall we resume our seats? Amen. God richly bless you for coming this morning. Oh, I said God bless you for coming. Oh, I said God bless you for coming. And we are still in our month of praise, being the last month of the year. I want you to say with me, it shall end in praise. Or say, this year will end in praise. It doesn't matter what didn't work or what hasn't yet worked. There is still a chance that you will end this year in praise. Oh, let your amen be a believer's one. Announce to someone by you, there is still a chance that you will end in praise. Something can happen that can make you end in praise. Hallelujah. There's still a chance. There's still a chance that you will end with glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. So this morning, I want to exhort you shortly about what I call understanding praise. Now, I want you to help me tell the one by you, we don't do praises to wait for late comers. Do you think that unconsciously we normally say mudemuma praise in Nozuna Afumbra? Tell him we don't do praises and worship to wait for late comers. It is not a waiting strategy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not a what? A waiting strategy. It's not a waiting. It's not a delaying strategy. It's like we just want to delay so that we are waiting for somebody. People who see praises and worship as a waiting strategy are living in ignorance.
Now, the
Bible says that whatever we do without understanding, we don't profit from it. It is the truth you know that determines what you hold. So if you don't understand what is loaded in your praise, you will not get what is loaded in your praise.
If you don't know that the orange you are holding can produce juice just by pressing, you will play football with it. Haven't you seen young boys kicking orange on the road? So many years ago, when I was a stubborn boy, now I've changed. But so many years ago, I'm actually a stubborn. You are even afraid. Where the caucus or conversical? Listen, so many years ago, when I was a stubborn, I used to spend my transportation to school. So I would spend my money and add the transportation and chop it on top. So when I close, I look for something that will accompany me home as I walk. From Achimota to Odoko. And it used to be orange. It used to be orange football. As I'm kicking the orange on the wing, I'll get to Apempa. Then I continue kicking. I'll get to La Paz. Then I continue kicking. By the time I realize I'm at Hong Kong, then I get him. Then I continue kicking. By the time I realize I'm at Kwashima, then I'm home. The understanding that what you are holding can serve you with vitamins, you will turn it to football. So if you don't know what praises can deliver to you, you will take it for granted. That is why you see those who are singing as people who have no trouble. That is why when you see people who are dancing praises like they are crazy, you conclude that they have no issue at home. You conclude that they are jobless. You conclude that they are nobody. You conclude that they are poor people. Or they are rascals. That's why they are dancing. You are not dancing because you are special, Madam Special. You are not dancing because you are Mr. Gentleman. You are more educated. These who are dancing, they are not educated.
So you are more educated.
That praises is not for the uneducated.
It is
not for the poor. It is not for nobodies. Because if you can praise, you qualify for a raise.
And if they say,
God, then you qualify for a raise. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord.
So
let's look at some few things about praise or about praises.
Should I teach you something about praises?
It will help change your mentality.
What is praise? We are looking at some few things
about praise. And the first thing is to look at what it is. So praise, number one, praise is celebrating God for his person, for who he is. Celebrating God for who he is or for his person.
And which is the case,
celebrating God for how great he is, how powerful he is, how awesome he is.
Psalm 150:1.
He says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. So he said, praise the Lord. Praise him because what? He's great. So we praise God's personality. When we are praising him, it is all about who he is, his person.
Ask
somebody by you, are you listening with rapt attention? Don't be confused, because I want to teach you something about praise. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship are things that are done at the same time. They work simultaneously. Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Normally, they are being put together, so you don't get the difference. But there are differences among the
things.
When you are thanking God, thanksgiving focuses on the goodness of God. So when we say thank you, we don't say thank you for nothing. We say thank you for what God has done. But midasi is not praises.
Thanksgiving
and praises are not the same.
Even
though they work together, but they are different things playing different roles at the same time.
Psalm 136,
verse 1. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. So by the time you are thanking God, there is something you are thanking him for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But and then listen, and worship also focuses on the beauty of holiness of God. It focuses on the holiness of God. When you are worshiping God, you are worshiping God because he is holy. So listen, when you are thanking God, you are thanking him for his what? Goodness.
It is
when you are worshiping God, you are worshiping him for his holiness. Psalm 96 verse 9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. So by the time you are worshiping God, his holiness is at play. That is sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Now, but when you are praising God, it focuses on the personality, the greatness and power of God. You are celebrating his greatness and his power. It's not about his goodness. It's not about his holiness. But it's about how powerful he is and how great. It's like who celebrating the panel for how great the person is. Something powerful about the person.
And sister, if you say, "Oh, you onyankopon aye," and I say, "Oh, tuntum onyankopon," and I say, "Oh, sa onyankopon in Samrania." Now, what's done in Samrania? I want the cast here. Any ni tumi yemu. Any na the cast yemu. Send me wosi etiye epa.
Do we all understand at this point?
Do you
understand to this level?
That
thanksgiving focuses on God's goodness.
And
focuses on God's greatness.
Another
thing you must understand about praises, which is number three, is that praise can be in the form of appellations, just words.
How many of you know appellations?
You know, when a king is coming, say there's someone who will say, Nana Brebrel, Nana Nancy Brebrel, or
someone who
will
say,
they give him appellations. Amen. Come for him. You know, it is giving God praises. What human being cannot do, he's so powerful that he can just use a strainer. And so he can use a strainer to fetch water.
Wow.
I heard something that said, "Odi kusia bukesire ediswa di oso." Odi kusia buaji. And sometimes I'm very surprised that the chiefs that have been, like they receive such appellations, they are not afraid. Like you are a human Meanwhile, after the Samrani, you get fever. Fever will teach you a lesson. Fever. And you are shaking in the bed. The chief is shaking. Then you say you are Ototrobos. You say you are Nana, whatever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so when those things are happening, what is happening is not thanksgiving. What is happening is not worship.
It is God's praise.
You are giving fruit of your lips. Tell him nice things.
It's
like when Miriam and the rest of the Jewish women, Bible says that when they took the tambourine and then they started singing, or they were saying that, God, you are the one who have destroyed Pharaoh and his chariot. You opened the rescue for us. The praises. They were saying certain things.
Na Abraham, Miriam, any Emma, waka ho, omo se asese, omo fa akasa, na omo bo, na omo se onyankopon samara ne se wo wuti ye free Israel, wo wuti mi appear e popo
po mu maye nanti mu. When you read the account in Psalms, he described, he said that you make the sea to stand up like a wall, and the children of Israel walked on dry ground. He tried to say something powerful. This they are called appellations. Hallelujah. Oh, amen.
Amen.
You can also do praises or offer praises aside appellations, which are words, through music. Music. And what is music? Music has two parts, the rhythm and then the lyrics. And the issues of the lyrics is what offers praises to God.
Amen.
So there are songs that praises the greatness of God. That describes the power of God.
Then we praise God through dancing. When you see people who are dancing,
they are not dancing because they are jobless. They are dancing because they are offering praise.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Charlie, announce to the one by you, I don't praise God because I'm jobless. I praise God because I understand. Hallelujah. I do it with understanding. It's God we are praising. It's not that we are ghetto people, that's why we are praising.
Second Samuel chapter 6 verse 14.
When they were bringing the ark from Obed-Edom's house, and they were sending it to Jerusalem, Bible says that David the king was leading the dance. It's like people come to church when they see that pastor is dancing. It's like, hey, what's up with the pastor? What's up with the engine in the womb?
Maybe I'm not a crowd. Be behind my son. Don't be who's also for son.
Oh, as for this pastor, he behaves like a child. He behaves like a child. You are proud. Tell somebody that you may be proud. That's why you are not dancing. You are proud. That is why you are not dancing.
Because
a lot of you in your bedroom, you dance. Your face cries not that nice, but you stand in front of mirror and you are dancing, you are checking whether. So the only reason why you don't, it's not because you don't know how to dance. Oh. The only reason why you don't dance here is because you are proud.
The only reason
why you stand in your chair, yeah, like boxed iron. You don't move. Then you frustrate the praise leader and the team.
Dead.
You are now dead. Ask somebody, are you dead? Are you dead? Past participle of dead is dead. If you're a child, don't go and write it. You are still being tested in that area. We cross that test. So we can say it. Nobody will mark us.
Oh, yeah.
You are in the church and you are dead. When we say, give the Lord a shout.
Then
it will make the leader and the band, they will think that the song is not nice. They will think they didn't play well. If you have been here before, you understand what I'm saying. You have not stood here. You frustrate the music team. You don't dance. You see, praise is power. Sometimes I'll be in the office. I'm hearing the praises. Like, the thing is so nice. But when I open
the office,
I'll be thinking that everybody's dancing. Sometimes I'm in a hurry to finish what I'm typing.
And by this time, the OPS
so that I can catch up.
I'll
see one gentleman with one hand in the pocket. Glory to my Lord. Your girlfriend is here. Your girlfriend, so you can't dance.
Your boyfriend
is here. You have a target. So you cannot dance. Please. Some people write in front of their gate, beware of wild dogs. Today, beware of proud husbands and proud wives. That's what you should beware of. When you see your beloved can't dance, leave them.
Proud.
Now, I'm not saying that become a boogie star before that is a higher dimension of the dance.
I'm talking about the one that you
dance
in your chair. The one that you can also dance in your chair. He was standing there like, you are not part of the church.
I was saying to me, baby, I was shooting, and I baby, I was saying, I was shooting, Mister. Why is the baby over to my head? I was saying, it's out.
You are looking around. Just check yourself here and there, and then you press your phone small, and then you are a proud person.
Say, who you be over to now? No, I say, who me my phone? At our own fashion, what I know who in Tunisia? Oh, I am
home as one. Those who are dancing are nobody. Those who are dancing, they are not at your class.
What class do you have?
That's why you are so beautiful that you can't dance. Whose wedding did I see some beautiful girls dancing? There was a certain wedding. Some beautiful girls took over the stage here. So, who are those girls? Your classmates. Look for their number for me. I have to get some people to marry them. They were not wearing rings. Beautiful girls on the stage.
And I thought ugly people.
They are the people who dance. I thought ugly people. But that day I saw that beautiful people too can dance. And they are not shy. When you go to Obliteago, you have been sandwiched between two pillars. Two pillars have sandwiched you. You are in the middle of two pillars. And you are not shy. Behind the speaker. That's your favorite corner. Behind the speaker. That's your favorite corner. Do you remember what I'm talking about? That's your favorite. You don't like the center of the canopy. You like the favorite corner. You can dance, but you can't dance in the house of God. Some of you, when you were in the world, used to go to clap.
You dance at 4 a.m.
But now you are in Christ. Stand there. We give glory to the Lord.
Na pe wa ba be tina honum. Ene te se asa no kra no. One person o be tia no humpo no asabi.
Tell somebody repent.
Ka che de o to nche se.
David was a king. The Bible says,
let David, I your nika see pa.
I am a big man but I will dance. Tell somebody I'm big but I will dance.
Catch your bit me a big man.
Tell him I am a somebody but I will offer God praise.
Somebody,
we all know you are somebody. We all know you are gentleman. We all know you are
capable.
We all know you have some cash in your pocket. But offer praises to God. The one who gave you the beauty. The one who gave you the money. The one who gave you the strength. Don't serve the devil with your strength. Serve God.
And follow who are they and some of us.
From today, when you come to church, you also move your body for the Lord. Dance brings. You see, praises qualifies you for a raise. I'm telling you, when you praise, you'll be raised. David, you see, that day when David was dancing in 2 Samuel chapter 6, Bible says that he danced that song, his royal robe fell. He was dancing, then the club fell, then everybody saw his boxer shorts.
Now, David, you are Saya, Emma, Atadia, Ninika, Nessian, or Atadia Simpono, no Paya, Emma Egusu.
Then his wife said,
a
king like you.
A
king like you. You are dancing like a nobody. See, you have done that. Even your dress has fallen away from you. You are now naked. See, is that how a king behaves? Do you know his wife who said that? Her name is called Michael. Who is Michael? Michal is the princess, the daughter of King Saul. When he killed Goliath and then he slew 1,000 soldiers, he used their head to go and pay bride price for Michal. Then he was given the daughter of Saul. So Saul's daughter never saw her father dancing before. So because he never saw the father dancing before, when he now saw the husband dancing, he said, no, kings don't dance. And then David answered her. And David told her, your father was rejected by God because of this pride. Me, I play before God. And that is why God has picked me and has lifted me up.
Now,
Charlie, play before God. Tell somebody, play before God. You look at the boogie stars, then you look at it, these are a couple of boys and girls. You don't know what you're talking about.
What's the one stars now?
That's why you're thinking that way. It's because of this pride. That is why a lot of boogie stars have resigned. A lot of our dancers. Anybody who used to dance here, who is no longer dancing here, I'm telling you for free, the diagnosis, they may say I'm lying, but if God should put them on a judgment, this is the reason. They feel that they have grown now. They feel that I meet in a go for any now dance. Maybe I say. All of a sudden, They have done their wigs. They feel their hips have come. They feel that they are now thick with broad. They are proud. Oh yeah. Any boogie stars person who has stopped. I said they are what? They are proud.
Say we are boogie star next to what Jaya.
They are very proud. I'm telling you for free. Godwin is proud. You are proud. You, Michael, proud. Well, where are they? Let me fish them out. Vinoria, proud. Miriam, proud. What is it? Because now, they feel that they have some other tissues in their body. Those days when they were younger, they were on this stage, jumping. Now, when you say they should come and dance, they will never come. That is why our dancers have become small. You can go and check our pictures. They were old people. The reason why they have become small is because all those old people have become proud. They feel they are rich now. They feel they are big men now. Those who were single, now they are beloved. Those who are after that, they are married. Those who were unemployed, now they are employed. Now, some people have some cash in their pockets now. They don't have time to
repair.
They bless it for the children. Don't worry. The children will dance. We will accept it. I'm just afraid for them that when they also grow up, they become proud.
It you also who your boogie star now hanuma. Now they watch the NBA. Enyini na mu ahuma so no kukoti ma.
Listen,
tie.
Last week thereabout.
Eh na watch etwa emu.
I was searching for videos, dance videos.
Na me share. Eh yeah, after videos.
Stuff we need to know. I'm searching for dance videos for people to dance. So I was just on YouTube checking another church. They are boogie stars. They are dance. And I was like, okay, which ones I'll come and show to my dance.
For YouTube,
and
I'm sure.
And I was people who were dancing, some of them were pastors. Some of them were elders.
So
I'll come and show you.
So I was like,
what is wrong with it?
And then
people, the dancers are all mature people, married and all that. Tertiary university people. Why is it that we can't have the same thing here? We are becoming so proud.
If you say, I said, any hand time be a yaba yemu.
I'm telling you. You know, when we say that we should let our pastors dance, you see that it's
a castle, you are so for one pastor, see ya ubon say
I can show you video of pastors who are just that. It's not because they are professional dancers, though. They are happy in the house of God.
Pastor,
he's making us disgrace ourselves.
You are proud. I was so for grand with the NDA.
All elders to come and dance. Then he's going to disgrace us again. It's because you are proud.
Dance,
the movement of your body is in honor to God. You have been doing it for the devil already.
We need Pedriana, we ma wuta wa okono. You know, actually, I hear any and tontum.
Doing it in the sanctuary, praising God in the sanctuary, doing it before thousands in honor of God is something that should be David as the king. Not as a David
was today. David,
I was a nobody. And God picked me up.
Now, okay, I said, David,
he made me a king.
Want someone,
tell him, be careful of this pride. Be careful.
Catch it, will be your turn, chance. Sir, a journey, a hand time, we say, me dear. I was saying, what you want to do with him?
Charlie, when you come to church, clap your hands and pray.
I will pass for you and pray.
When we do one local logo line, you are not kindergarten. You to do the one local logo
line. Also, you one local logo line. If you want one local logo line,
you know one local logo line. What you saying? As I am off, we are kokra. Wow, dear. Happy yourself for God.
Clap your two hands together.
Amen. The next thing about praise. I hope I've given you the scriptures for words, that are appellations. I gave you Hebrews 13:15. Music. Psalm 147:1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto God. So sing praises means music. We sing to the Lord. And then the final one is a dance. 2 Psalm 6:14. Now the next point, praise is the appropriate way we relate to God as King on His throne. The appropriate way we relate to God as King. Show me a king who sits or walks and nobody's dancing. Show me a king like that.
Treme wa hindi biya wa watanase anase wa nama e obia ensa anase o asebia enkosro e wa bebia sawa inenwa.
Probably is no king at all. When a king is coming, you see people dancing.
So who say one him pompy air bar? Who say yes?
When we went to your father's funeral, may his soul rest in peace. When we went to your father's funeral, I saw it clearly. He's from a royal home, so his uncles, aunties, they are royals, like chiefs and all. As we were sitting there, Mr. Nobody's entered. There was no Madam Nobody's father. But when the chief and the king and the queens were coming, we will not know that the person is the queen mother or something. But something made us realize that this man is the chief. How many of you went for that funeral? What did you notice? Can you say?
What did you notice?
Immediately they enter, you hear a drum.
The moment they may be walking, they are somewhere, you know, coming like a normal person. But once they get close to the canopy in front of the palace, then the musicians see that this one is a chief or some a chief or something. Plus, you see that they'll be doing this.
What a dance!
One beautiful queen mother. Where's your time? You go feel old woman. You dance that day, you receive the thing like that. Then you dance that day, go and stand in front of the drum. I think Boogie Stars must like that. So beautiful. But you see, we were able to know royalty by people dancing. When chiefs are coming, you see some young people dancing something. I will not teach you a lie. The only problem is that you don't understand. That's why you don't
mean to what I hear throw the beer at
that.
Oh, how are you answer? And she has said that we will hear what you have been
through. The spiritual significance of
that. Wouldn't him to me a water at Diana, yeah, anymore.
It is how to respond to a king. It's how to relate to your king. Is God a king? How many of you here believe that God is a king? God is not the king of your village. He's not the king of your village. He's not the king of Ghana. Recently, there's a debate that there's no king in Ghana. And people are fighting on social media. You see? But there is one king over the whole universe. This one is not a king who was born. He's a king who created the universe and decided to rule it. The king of kings. He makes others become kings. He makes others to be born by kings, if the chiefs in our communities are being recognized by dance, people dance to show that there is a dance when you do, there can be war. In that village, there's if you are a chief and you go to a program in another person's territory and you go and do this and this and bind all and say this, you are called for war. Because a dance tells a story.
If you say asa ah ehun fusa anasa asa yesa no eya na ekebibi eka abakotem bi
you can dance to tell a history. Those of you who did a little African art
ubetimi asa e di aka abakosem ye wa asa yesa.
When you go to places like northern region, they have certain dance. They'll tell you this dance is for hunters. This dance our forefathers, when they used to go to the so that they do something like that. The dance can tell a story. So Charlie, you don't just take dance for a joke. Why is it that when you come to his presence, you feel big, you don't dance? You are trying to say it's not a king.
But
when we went to the funeral, we saw those who are royals. You are trying to say he's not. Those they didn't dance for, they were not. But those they danced for, they became or they were.
Na ebra ye kwa ye no, ye ma ye hu ahemfo, anase ahema, anase omo mu fira ife e fi se, asa na ye sa woni mu etre won,
ask somebody why is God your king?
Busa de wo te won chan se,
Onyankopon won no really your king. Why don't you dance? Why is it that you find it so difficult to dance?
Ema ye hu se won no hina
ampa. I think that all bless obesta atre nyame. Why do you struggle to dance? If God is really your king, perhaps it's not your king, but if really he's your king, why do you
struggle?
Why are you a big man in church? Praise this. It's just a way we are able to at least relate to God as a king.
Na aye ye ene ye ntuntum mu ene ma ye timi ni onyankopon enya twaka kesee
the appellations
sa embrane aye sa onyankopon ye sa embrane.
You are great, there is not like you.
Ye kata wo ye kata wo ti obi ani ho se de ye kire se wo so na wo tre na wo bai.
So if you are not doing that, it means that indirectly you don't need to say, like the way you don't need to say that all this area belongs to me. You just need to dance, or you just need to use a certain appellation. Or even the kind of umbrella you use tells whether you say you are paramount or not. Even your umbrella shows. You see, let's not joke with some of these things.
We are talking about
Psalm 22 verse 3. Say, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. You are holy. Because you are enthroned in the praises of Israel. So God is enthroned. And he's enthroned in praise. It is our praises that makes him a king. You see, he feels he's a king. The last but one thing this morning. That praise is our appropriate response to God's blessings. It's an appropriate response to God's blessings. The purpose for which God sanctifies us and blesses us is praise. God does all the things he does for us so that we will praise him. We will not have
powerful.
Psalm 106 verse 47. It says, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. To triumph. You see, so the reason why God saves us, the reason why God blesses us, the reason why God is taking so good care of us and making things happen for us is so that we can be praising and know that he's the big God.
Onyankopon eye de wo yema ye nyina na wo ye ade kese akese e wo ya brabo mu eni nyina ne se ye be shi na ye ni ye be tontom no na afoforo so e be hu ne kese ye eni ne tumi ye mu se ne wo si.
Then the final thing, praise can sometimes be a sacrifice. Praise sometimes, when you are praising God, you are praising him sacrificially. That means out of pain, but you are still praising him. You are in pain, but you are still praising him. You have lost something, but you are still praising him. Instead of complaining, instead of murmuring, instead of being angry, instead of asking God questions, but you still decide that you praise him. That's why we call it sacrifice of praise.
Hebrews 13:5.
Listen, when we talk about sacrifice of praise, it's just an obedience to biblical faith. Bible says that it's a good thing to thank God. In all things, give him thanks.
So when
we are going through tough times. When we come to God, we don't feel like singing. We don't feel like dancing. Why? Because you lost a job. Why? Because you are sick. Why? Because you lost some money. Why? Because something bad has happened to you. You've lost maybe a child or a husband or something. And you are sad. Have you ever come to church sad before? Oh, you've never come to church. You are sad, but you still decided to come to church. Instead of staying at home. Try to remember some years back till now. Even this year. Was it every day you were coming to church and you were hopping? Hey, what the expect thing is that? There were times that you were sick. There were times that you had heard the bad news,
but you still came.
Do you remember how you conducted yourself on that day? Can you picture that day? Perhaps you were standing there like you don't care about anybody anymore. Perhaps you were standing there, but you were angry with God.
Maybe cry now with you now, now we stand now. We put here for you
and why did you want them? Why should I be the one to lose my mother? Why should I lose my husband? Why should I lose the job?
I didn't think I'm a human.
I'm so sick. God, please heal me. Maybe you have not healed me. Perhaps that day, when we say praise God, we're not even answering. But you see, it's in that moment you must remember
that there was no
sacrifice. We still have to praise God and we are shedding tears. There are times you still have to say, Lord, thank you for everything. I went to a program. There was someone who lost their husband. So on that day, we have to do church. For the woman, not in this church. So, crazy time, I saw that all the Mbakuo people, you know the Mbakuo people, the women fellowship, they were in their regalia, their uniform. And then with their
staff.
Then, they were doing their usual, and the one is one of them. And she is a singer and a dancer. Normally dances and sings. So, as we were doing the service, see, yes, she was weeping as usual. Now, but her husband is
the
husband is a pastor. And people were sitting. So at that point, the women fellowship, they had to go for her. They had to go for her.
Because
she was dressed like them, only that she had black on.
No,
she has been part of that queue every Sunday. So they put her in the queue. Dancing with tears. You can't and they were going around the casket. This one, it is not me,
sir.
Maybe you've never been there before. But God
will test you.
You don't know how it will happen. How it will come. It may be loss of money. You still come to check. You've lost. When you came to say, leave, praise the hospital. A horn robber was there.
Hallelujah, no kind popo. Ye dias are one cow lidias and one that looks now. Box. But that's the day that you must use sacrifice.
Now, everybody
say sacrifice for praise.
Sacrifice
for praise. It's a sign that you believe God, that no matter what has happened to me, you are still seated on the throne and you will do something good about it. You are too powerful. You will do something about it. It's called sacrifice. You need to use sacrifice of praise. As I'm talking to you now, you think the year didn't go well for you.
The pastor,
and I didn't see the commanding exploit this year, pastor. Of praise. Rise up to your feet.
Sorry, Agent, I want to ask you, Ewe Radimu.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.